Whenever I get asked what is the key to a successful launch, I always say it's the pre-launch preparations. In this episode, Ross and I break down all of our tactics, our strategies, and how we plan a successful course launch. Let's get started.
So I'll take you back into time a little bit. This was probably 5.5 years ago. I was having my bachelor party in North Carolina, and one of my friends joined us, and he decided that he was going to launch a handful of fireworks. Now, the thing that he didn't do beforehand was check to make sure that the local authorities were going to allow for that to take place, or that he even knew what to do when you were launching fireworks. We're at a resort. He runs down, lights some fireworks, they fall over, they go flying towards a whole bunch of different directions that they should not have been. We see from our room the police running over towards him and him running away frantically. It was a complete disaster, but it left us with a good story and something that we can talk about the next time we all get together. But my point to this story is this. Before you launch something, specifically a course or fireworks, you want to make sure that you know what you are going to be doing. You have to have a plan. You have to know what is right. What should you do? What are the I's that need to be dotted? What are the T's that need to be crossed before you jump into this extravagant new world of launching a course? And today, that is what we will be talking about. We're going to talk about the things that you need to do before you launch your course.
I love this. So, you know, I love talking about course creation and anything to do with distribution of courses. So I'm going to assume that everyone who's listening to this episode has all their content in place. You've chosen the software that you want to use and you've got everything in there. And now you're thinking, but how do I actually get people to buy the course? As you mentioned, Ross, there's a bunch of things that you can do before, and there's a bunch of things that you should and have to be doing during. So I think we should kind of divide that into two. Let's talk about the things that you've done, that I've done before a launch. And I'm talking, when I say before, so just so we're on the same page here, it is now October 2020. I'm actually planning right now for my launch in May 2021.
Cool. I like it.
This is what I mean by before. I have a huge whiteboard in front of me. It's got everything in it. And we can talk a bit about what to do before. And it's never too early to start. Ross, what is the first thing you think people should do when they're planning for the launch?
So I think the key piece, as you mentioned, is to make sure that you're planning well in advance. Like, this isn't a course that you're going to launch tomorrow. This is a course that you might be planning to launch in 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or 12 months. If you do that and you have a long-term view, the key is to build an email list. You want to build a list of people who you can reach out to who will be interested in the materials that are going into your course. That means promoting a landing page that is going to tell people that you're going to be sending something. It could be a landing page that is going to drive an email list and it's just a good old-fashioned newsletter. Whatever that may be, you want to start by building a list of qualified people that you can engage with, so when you are ready to launch, you can go to them and let them know.
I love that. And I think that that kind of leads into another thing, and that is creating a waitlist. One of the things that I love to do is actually create a landing page. So even if your course isn't live yet, you've never launched it before, you can actually create a waitlist on a landing page and tell people what exactly it is that you're going to be launching in bullet points. Hey, here's the value you're going to be walking away with. Let me know if you want me to notify you when enrollment opens. And that is a great way, because Ross and I, we've spoken about this a couple of times, but email segmentation is key. So if on one hand you have the list building with your lead magnet and you're growing your list, you also want to make sure that you're segmenting that list. There's a whole episode on that. Go check it out. And it's all about sending the right content to the right people. So if you have people who have actually opted in to hearing about your courses, you want to have a waitlist for that so that you can reach out to them and say, hey, the course is open. Enrollment is now open. Come and enroll.
Yeah, I think that's a great insight. Like, you don't want to just push out your content content to everyone and anyone without having a bit of a clarity around, okay, what type of content does this specific group want? I haven't used a waitlist, but I love that idea and it's something that I'll probably steal in the future. Another thing that you want to use is the importance of building that relationship. You want to build that relationship with your list. And the way that you do that is by engaging with them on a regular basis, whether that's providing them with more emails in their inbox, whether that's running ads towards your email list and having some video content that nurtures them and gets them to know you better. You want to create and distribute content to the list, the people who have demonstrated they want what you are going to provide, to build a bit of a trust battery, if you want to call it that, around like, okay, I can trust this person. So when they do create a course and they launch that course, I'm going to be willing to buy it because I'm somebody who really does think that they know what they're talking about.
100%. And what I love is that the first three things that we mentioned, which is list building, segmenting your list with a wait list page, and also frequently engaging your email list, are all things that you can do at any single time. Like if you, as you mentioned, launching now, in 6 months, or in a year. Now let's talk about before the launch, but closer. So for example, you are a month before the launch, or you're 2 weeks before your launch. One of the things that I love doing is creating or launching a mini challenge or a mini workshop or a webinar series, some type of free activity around your course's topic to create a hype and to get people ready for the launch. So I want to give you an example. A couple of months ago, I launched my course, which is all to do with building a funnel. So essentially, whoever you are and you want to create an entire funnel to turn more leads into clients, you would enroll in this course and I would show you action by action, step by step, exactly how to create the ad, the landing page, the thank you page, and the first email that you send these people in order to convert them. Prior to the launch, what I did is create a 5-day challenge. And during that 5-day challenge, every day I posted in my Facebook group, giving them a challenge to change one thing on their landing page or in their ad or on their thank you page or in the email that they're sending, and essentially getting them engaged and motivating them to do something that's around that topic. I've also done this before with a 3-part workshop series. So last year, I recorded 3 workshops. Each one was 30 minutes. And 3 weeks before the launch, what I did is release a video once a week and give value to people so they know that I'm talking about that topic, they understand what I'm about, and I don't just randomly say, hey, here's a challenge. I tell people and I drip it through and say, in a week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, this is about to happen. So it's a fun activity that you do for free. And Ross, I know you've done this because I was on your list. And I really enjoyed it when you were doing the distribution challenge. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So with the distribution challenge, it was the same thing. We gave out a handful of materials for free, whether it was a distribution checklist where folks would get 100 different tips for how they can distribute their content, or a handful of distribution webinars that I had given, or a keynote that I had given that was exclusively available to folks on my list. Like those were some of the things that we were doing to really demonstrate and build that trust with folks before we launched the distribution challenge. And we made sure when we did launch the distribution challenge that we were extremely loud and proud about the fact that we were doing it. And I think that that's something that a lot of people also sleep on. It's the importance of when you do launch and when you are about to launch, you have to let people know. Talk about it on Twitter. Talk about it on Instagram. Talk about it on your Facebook. Talk about it in your email list. Do not be shy. And remember, it's not just a one-day thing. Like a lot of people make the mistake of just saying, hey, we're live, and that's the last time you hear about them. You have to be vocal about it on a consistent basis, which I think is a great lead into our next section, which after you do the before work, when you've built your email list, you've established a waiting list, you've engaged with your list consistently, you've given away some free activities, and now you've even told a few people that you're about to launch. Now it's time to actually go through it. How do you make that launch the most successful possible? What can you do to do it? This is something that, again, I've seen so many great minds do successfully over the years. From your perspective, what is the number one thing that you can start with to kind of ensure that you are going to have a successful launch?
For me, it's all about the live materials. I will never ever launch a course without doing a live webinar. What that means is that on the day of the launch, I will go live and I will actually teach something. it's a webinar that would go on for maybe 45 minutes. Maybe I'm giving them a template. Maybe I'm teaching them a formula that I use in order to optimize something. And then I introduce the course live and actually sell the course while I'm live with my audience. Now, I don't spring it on people. As we mentioned, we let people know that we're launching. We actually tell people it's going to happen. In our emails, I actually tell people that if they stay till the end, they're going to get bonuses. And I tell them at the beginning of the webinar that this is going to happen. Now, I don't just do this one time. I don't just launch it on a Wednesday and say, hey, okay, great. I taught you something. The course is now live. Go ahead and enroll. I actually do this multiple times throughout the entire launch. So if my launch is a 5-day launch, then I'd probably run 2 or 3 different live events. One which is maybe on Zoom as an actual webinar, one as a live Facebook, and maybe on Instagram too. So it's all about driving that live stream with people, answering people's questions. And I have to say that it's consistently been the number one way to sell for me and to get people to enroll, because you're in there interacting live with people. And you also get to learn a ton about what's missing and what they don't understand so that you can then go in and optimize the sales page or the emails.
I love it. That's a great call. I think, yeah, the whole idea of running live webinars is so underrated as well. It's an opportunity to build a closer connection with folks. And at the end, when you do start to pitch your course and let folks know, oh, this is a course that I'm rolling out there, it really gives you a great, easy way to kind of get that revenue in the door, because you're able to talk to people live and answer any questions they may have. Another thing that's important, and I think a lot of folks will probably be getting tired of hearing me preach about the power of distribution so consistently, but you do want to send emails about the course that you've just launched every single day. Like, you want to be consistent with it, promote it, speak to the different value offerings that you have, identify before you even create the course, like a few of the key messages, the few key pain points, and then talk about them in emails that you're going to send out to your list every day until your course's pre-sale price, maybe you have associated with it, is over. In addition, like, you don't want to ignore the fact that during that live webinar that you held, you might have got some great insight from people. Okay, so what does that mean? It means maybe you write an email that's going to speak to some of the pain points that were talked about during that live webinar that you overlooked in the past. That is a great way to ensure that your launch is successful. What else? What are some other ways that people can ensure that the launch itself is a successful one?
So one of my favorite things is to make sure that the launch is short and sweet. I know that, and I've seen this with many partners of mine in the past, that sometimes people like to run launches for like a month so you can enroll for 30 days. But I actually always recommend running it for a short period of time. And this is in order to actually create some urgency so people understand that there's a small window of opportunity in order to enroll. And also, when I actually sell, I've seen this many, many times, the shorter the launch period, the more people are going to join, because they understand that it is open for just a small amount of time and it's worth joining. This is when you have it open for 2 weeks or 3 weeks and people just kind of slowly fade away because they're receiving so many messages about this and they've forgotten about it, or it's not that important to them. So for me, it's always about keeping that tight, short launch.
I love it. I think that's a great piece of advice. Some people will drag out their launch for 14 days and 20 days, 30 days. I've seen some hold them for like 3 months. You do want to keep it short to kind of build that urgency. And don't be afraid to relaunch in a few months. Like, you can relaunch things. So that's a great tip. Another piece that I think folks should embrace is reaching out to colleagues, friends, peers, people in their industry, partners even, to assist with the launch. Like, get some additional love on your content, on your launch. When you're running that free webinar, set up some of your colleagues and your friends with the ability to help amplify that. And don't be afraid of leveraging affiliate marketing or any other platform, anything that's going to help you reach your target audience and will help you amplify the story around this course that you're creating. You want to take advantage of those and make sure that this is something that you can capitalize on and ultimately maximize your ROI on the investment that went into making this course something that you could kind of bring to life to begin with.
I love it. And I can tell you that going back to that first course that I ever launched, because I didn't have an email list, I actually reached out to many of my colleagues and partners and people that I just knew who were friends, who had big lists, or who just had a good following on Twitter or on LinkedIn, and asked them to post something about it. And I have to say that when I did my host survey, so I reached out to people who actually enrolled and I asked them, hey, why did you enroll? Many of them mentioned, oh, you know, we saw Rand's tweet, or we saw this person's LinkedIn message, or someone emailed us about it. So it was a really cool way to get more people to know about it. And it doesn't have to be just about the launch itself. If you want to start even earlier, you can get those people to help you promote the pre-launch event or anything like that, or just promote you as a person to sign up for and get your updates. So I love everything about that.
Exactly. I love it. So folks, you don't want to launch your course with a bunch of danger, like a fireworks show that never should have happened. Kidding.
Sounds like a Bugs Bunny episode.
It does. It felt like it, to be honest with you, but that is life. But no, seriously, folks, you really do want to make sure you consider these things before and during your launch. Build a list. Create that wait list. Don't be afraid to engage. Don't be afraid to offer something for free and let folks know that you're launching. During that actual course that you're bringing to life, don't be afraid to launch a live webinar where you can answer questions on the fly, send emails on a regular basis, and don't be afraid to keep it short and sweet. You don't need a launch that's going to run 9 months at a time. You don't need a course launch that's going to happen over the course of a year. And also, don't be afraid to tap on your allies, tap into partners, colleagues, friends, people who can support and amplify your launch even further. And I'm going to do exactly what I just asked you to do, which is to reach out to your friends. And I'm reaching out to you right now in your ears. I'm reaching out and asking you to do me a big favor, which is this: leave us a 5-star review on any of the favorite platforms that you're able to do it on, a podcast platform like Apple Music, Spotify. I don't know if they allow it, but any of them. We would love and appreciate a 5-star review. We hope you enjoyed this episode and we would love to chat with you further. Don't forget to join facebook.com/group/actiondrivenpodcast where we can connect with you further and keep the conversation going. Have a great day or night, and we'll be chatting soon.